I'd like to welcome everybody to KUCB 89.7 FM. And we've got scientists in charge of the Alaska Volcano Observatory, John Power. And I'd like to thank him for agreeing to be interviewed. John, tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll go from there.
Sure. No, Vic, I'm the scientist in charge at the Alaska Volcano Observatory. We're in Anchorage. The Alaska Volcano Observatory is a cooperative program of the University of Alaska Geophysical Institute, the U.S. Geological Survey, and the Alaska Geological and Geophysical Surveys. That's part of the Department of Natural Resources. Our job is to watch the volcanoes in Alaska and provide warning of hazardous eruptive activity should it occur. We presently operate on-ground monitoring systems on 27 of the 52 historically active volcanoes in the state. We watch the other volcanoes using a combination of remote satellite imagery, as well as monitoring for, you know, explosives and explosive noise, infrasonic signals, as well as seismic signals at the remaining volcanoes in the state. So currently we're watching Pavlov volcano very closely, which is at our color code orange, as well as Cleveland volcano out in the island of Four Mountains, which is also at color code orange.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the history of Pavlov. And this is a historically fairly active volcano, is that correct?
Right. Well, Pavlov, Vic, is the, actually, if you look around the state at the 52 volcanoes, Pavlov is the volcano that has the most recorded eruptions historically of any volcano in the state. We're up around 40 at Pavlov. Most recent eruption before this year's was in 2007. We also had larger eruptions of Pavlov in 1996, 1990, 1986, 1983. And our historical record goes all the way back to 1817. So eruptions of Pavlov are, you know, fairly common. We see them often. And, of course, the other volcano in the state that has been putting on a real show lately is, of course, Cleveland, which has been consistently active over the last couple of years, having, you know, sort of smaller eruptions, but nevertheless persistent activity. The number two volcano, which is right close to you all, is Akatan. And Akatan is the second most historically active volcano in the state.
Tell us, historically, how long is there any pattern to these to Pavlov's eruptions, as far as does it last a certain amount of time?
There's a fair amount of variability on the Pavlov eruptions. We've seen everything from, you know, fairly short eruptions lasting, you know, a period of, you know, a couple of weeks. We've also seen activity, you know, intermittent activity going on in some of these eruptions, you know, out to, you know, as long as 6 months. The typical eruption of Pavlov is very much like what we've seen so far. You know, a lot of small explosions up at the summit, small lava flows coming out at the summit. These frequently melt a bit of the ice pack and, you know, perennial snows that are there generating these large mud flows or lahars, and sort of low-level ash clouds, you know, 15, 20,000 feet high. The thing about Pavlov is it does have the ability and has, you know, several times in the past shot ash plumes up much higher, up to, you know, 35, 40,000 feet. So it does have the ability to do this during some of its past eruptions. So what we're doing currently at the observatory is watching the volcano just as closely as we can using on the ground seismic monitors we have on the volcano. We're using a lot of satellite imagery, analyzing that, you know, on a hour by hour basis as it becomes available. And then, of course, the observatory then passes all this information on to folks like the National Weather Service, the Federal Aviation Administration, trying to get these warnings out to the folks who need the information most, which in this case, because there are no people living right on Pavlov, is the aviation industry, various airlines, Cole Bay, Sandpoint, Nelson Lagoon.
Yeah, and of course, that's one of the things that's affecting us out here in Unalaska is the fact that they've canceled a few flights, or last couple days anyway, they've canceled some of the commercial flights out here. And of course, can you maybe just tell us a little bit about why the aviation industry is concerned with this type of thing?
Well, the real hazard from this, if you think about what volcanic ash is it it's very abrasive. It you know, if you think about, you put this stuff up in the atmosphere, it's blowing around in the wind. If you fly an airplane into this, it's effectively putting your airplane in front of a sandblaster. The effect of ash on, you know, any type of aircraft is very serious. It begins to immediately abrade the flight surfaces. It gets sucked into some of the electronics, the pitot tubes and so on in the aircraft, and many of the instruments that the pilots use stop working. It also, of course, has the ability to degrade seriously the performance of the aircraft engines. And depending on the type of aircraft, if you're flying on one of these wide-bodied jet airliners, it has a real propensity to cause a complete engine failure. So, of course, this is something that the aviation industry takes very, very seriously, and it's why flights have been canceled up and down the Aleutian chain over the past couple of days, is because, you know, people are being very careful and cautious, and safety of the airplanes as well as the condition of the planes that they are flying.
Yeah, and a lot of people are disappointed, you know, when they get their flights canceled, but of course, safety is the number one concern, like, as you were saying.
Right.
So.
You know, of course, the current eruption at Pavlov began on the 13th of May. What happened yesterday, you know, the volcano had been putting out these pretty consistent ash clouds. There had been a lot of lava fountaining up at the summit. The weather was fairly good last week when this was going on, and a lot of folks in Cold Bay and Sandpoint took a lot of very nice photographs, as well as some of the pilots who were flying by, and they've all very generously contributed their photos to us, and we've posted many of these on our webpage, www.avio.alaska.edu, and we try and keep all the most recent up-to-date information on there. Yesterday morning, about 11 o'clock, things did begin to drop off. In terms of the intensity of the seismic activity we were seeing, things have calmed down a bunch. We do still see the volcano is very hot in our satellite imagery, suggesting the lava flow is still active, probably some smaller explosions occurring there. Unfortunately, the weather has taken a turn for the worse from last week, and we're not able to tell exactly how much, if, you know, or what quantity of ash may be coming out of the volcano at this point in time. Although we're certainly doing our best to try and track that down. But the good news here is the volcano does seem to have moderated a bit over the last 22 hours or so.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Again, we've been talking to John Power, scientist in charge of the Alaska Volcano Observatory in Anchorage.